This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus John Yagi, Defendant Appellant, decided January 9th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent, v. No. SD 3839, filed January 9th, 2025, John Yagi. Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable Kitee Green Wade, Judge affirmed John Yagi, defendant. Appeals his convictions following a jury trial for resisting arrest under Power 575-150 and second-degree kidnapping under Power 565-120. First, defendant asserts that the trial court erred in denying his motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of the state's evidence and his motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of all evidence, because there was insufficient evidence to convict him. We affirm. 2. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as amended through May 31, 2022, the date of the alleged crime. 2. Defendant was also convicted of first-degree burglary under Per 569.1160, but does not challenge this conviction on appeal. 2. Factual background and procedural history. On May 31, 2022, a trailer park manager, responded to a call from a tenant that defendant was on the park premises. Defendant had previously been banned from the premises, and manager had told defendant that if he came back, the police would be called. That morning, victim was in her trailer at the trailer park. Victim heard people, including defendant, talking outside about how she needed to move her car. Victim went outside, told defendant she would move her car, and moved it. As victim was re-entering her trailer, defendant followed her inside, grabbed her, and told her to hush because the police had arrived. Defendant pulled victim's hair, covered her mouth, and told her if she told the police that he was inside, she was a deadbolt, whoa, and that if she said anything, he would kill her. Defendant eventually let go of victim, and she tried to escape. She could not go out the front door because defendant was holding the door shut. Victim attempted to leave out the back door, but it was nailed shut. Victim could hear the police demanding that defendant come out of the trailer, and victim pled with the defendant to exit the trailer and talk to the police. At this point, officers were instructing defendant to exit the trailer. One officer was using a public announcement, PA, system to instruct defendant to come out of the house as he was under arrest. This officer testified that the PA system was loud enough for anyone inside the trailer to hear. Defendant was warned multiple times over the PAA system that he was under arrest and needed to exit the trailer. After defendant refused to comply, officers approached the door of the trailer and attempted to push it open. After pushing open the door slightly, one of the officers grabbed victim's wrist and pulled her out of the trailer. Defendant continued to resist. After removing three victims from the trailer, a K-9 handler who was on scene deployed a K-9 into the trailer. After the K-9 made contact with defendant, the officers entered the trailer. Defendant refused to comply with their directives even when he was being placed in handcuffs. At trial, the state presented this evidence through 8 witnesses, including victim and 4 police officers who responded to the scene. At the close of the state's evidence, defendant made a motion for judgment of acquittal, which was denied. Defendant then introduced evidence through the testimony of defendant's friend. Defendant made a motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of all evidence, which the trial court also denied. The jury convicted defendant of burglary, kidnapping in the second degree, and resisting arrest. This appeal followed. Analysis. In 2 points relied on, defendant alleges that the trial court erred when it overruled his motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of the state's evidence, point Y, and then again at the close of all evidence because there was insufficient evidence and the weight of the evidence was against the verdict, point 2. Defendant has waived any claim of error with respect to point 1. When a defendant introduces evidence on his own behalf, he waives any error with respect to the denial of the motion for acquittal at the close of the citated's evidence. State versus Fears, 217 SW3D 323, 327, Moinard App SD 2007, quoting State versus Trujillo, 869 SW2D 844, 846, Moap WD 1994. At trial, defendant introduced evidence on his own behalf through the testimony of his friend. Therefore, any error related to the trial court's denial of his motion for